You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
An elimination game for the Bucks taking on the Pacers in Game 5 of their best-of-7 playoff series in Indianapolis, and without Damian Lillard. A new-look starting lineup for Doc Rivers featuring Giannis, A.J. Green, Gary Trent Jr., Bobby Portis, and Kevin Porter Jr. And it worked as the Bucks scored the first 13 points of the game.
Kevin Porter Jr. hands it off to Giannis, banging around inside. He'll lay it in, and the Bucks are on a 13-0 run to begin this game as they have hit 5 of their 6 shots. Pacers have missed all 3 of theirs, and they've had some turnovers to boot.
A brilliant start for the Bucks and a sluggish one for the Pacers.
Trent's feeling it. He pulls up and sticks the mid-range jumper from the left wing. Somebody forgot to remind the Bucks that their franchise was in disarray.
Even with Giannis on the bench after 2 early fouls, the Bucks maintained control throughout the first quarter.
Porter sees an opening, lobs up top, and Sims staples it down on the receiving end of that alley-oop dunk. 30-13, the Bucks out in front.
The Bucks sizzled their way through the first, going 12 of 19 from the field and taking a 30-13 lead into the second quarter. That lead would swell to 20 just seconds in.
Porter sends it ahead to Kuzma. Kuzma pulls up, transition 3, bullseye!
Next up, A.J. Green, who had the green light early, knocking down 3 of 5 from deep in the game's first 15 minutes.
Green fires up a 3, and he knocks down another. A.J. Green with his third long one of the night. He's got 9 points.
The Pacers would chip away, reducing their deficit to 7 before Green dialed in from deep once again.
Fires up the 3, and he splashes another one through. Quick release, the Dairy Bird living up to the moniker A.J. Automatic tonight.
47-41 Bucks at the intermission. Just 3 minutes into the second half, and it was an entirely different game in Indianapolis, as the Pacers took their first lead of the night on a 30-foot bomb from Andrew Nembhard. The Bucks would climb back on top thanks to Bobby Portis.
Portis steps into the 3, and he buries it from straight on. Bobby Portis thumping his chest.
14 points and 10 boards for Portis on the night. The Pacers would score 6 straight before Kevin Porter Jr. closed out the quarter with a pair of free throws to make it 75-all at the end of 3. The teams would continue to exchange leads in the fourth. The Pacers' 4-point advantage was reduced to 1 on a triple from Trent.
Trent, with a second to spare, fires and hits the 3 from the left wing. And that gets it back to a 1-point game.
The Pacers would go up by 3. Trent would tie things up.
Giannis away with a rebound. Bucks down by 3, going the other way, left to right. Trent trying to tie it up here. He will. He knocks down the 3 from the right wing, and Milwaukee has evened this game at 87. Refusing to go away quietly tonight.
Trent detonated in the fourth quarter, shouldering the scoring load for the Bucks.
Green on the near wing, sends to the corner. Trent gets a good look at a 3, and he cans it. Bucks by 5 with 5:09 to go in the fourth.
Trent's 4-3 of the quarter put the Bucks back on top.
Porter's at the free throw line, sends out top of the arc. 3-pointer at the horn for Trent goes down. A cold-blooded 3 puts the Bucks back ahead by 1. Our 10th lead change of this game.
The Bucks held a 103-99 lead with 53 seconds to play. The Pacers would pull even, giving the Bucks one final chance to win it in regulation.
7 seconds to go. Giannis on the left wing. 5 seconds to go. Goes into motion. He wants the shot. He fires. He couldn't hit it. We're going to overtime. Giannis wanted that shot on the left baseline, but he could not hit.
To overtime we would go, where Tyrese Haliburton put the Pacers on top with a 3. Back-to-back threes from Trent and a 3-point Bucks lead.
Trent lost it for a moment, regathers, steps back, fires away. 3-pointer is up and in. Gary Trent Jr. delivers another beauty.
Trent on fire as the Bucks sharpshooter put the team on his shoulders.
And the Bucks lead by 3 with a minute 49 to go. Trent wants another 3. And he hits again! Gary Trent Jr. with a primal roar to the fans here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
But the Pacers once again fought back to within 1 before another 3 from Trent, who scored 33 on the night.
Gary Trent going to try another 3, and he hits again. He is a Pacers killer.
118-111 Bucks with 40 seconds to play. Looking to force a Game 6 in Milwaukee, the Bucks lost control as Indiana scored 6 straight in less than 20 seconds to pull within 1 with 17 seconds to play.
Indiana does need to foul. Porter will catch it in the backcourt. They get it to Green, now to Trent. Trent lost it between his legs. Oh, my. You talk about a pendulum swing. Gary Trent Jr. just went from hero to turning it over twice in 10 seconds. Pacers with a chance to win this game now. Down by a point, 7 seconds to go. Halliburton in the front court. Crosses over on Giannis. Halliburton to the cup. He lays it in with 1.3 seconds to go. No timeouts for the Bucks. And what an improbable finish here tonight. It's not done yet. Trent, three-quarter court heave. And that is how this season will end for the Bucks in a game that zigzagged 10 different directions in 10 seconds. Life comes at you fast in the NBA.
Heartbreak. Series over. Season over. The Bucks fall to the Pacers in the playoffs for the second time in as many years. Giannis finished the night with 30 points, 20 rebounds, and 13 assists.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.